Canada geese and mallard ducks and turtles and muskrats covered in oil. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A lot of animals can get caught up in 1 million gallons of crude oil. No one knows yet exactly how many birds, mammals, turtles, frogs, and fish have been affected by the oil spill on the Kalamazoo River. But more than 90 animals have been brought into a wildlife rehab center in Marshall. About half of them are Canada geese. There are more than 30 turtles, and there are several muskrats, swans, and mallard ducks. In a matter of days, workers turned this old casino into an animal hospital. When I visited last week, the decontamination room was still under construction. This is where the birds and muskrats and turtles will be washed this week in Dawn dish soap. When the animals are first brought in, they're taken to the intake room. That's what you think of as the emergency room. There, the animal caretakers draw blood and take vital signs. This area is library quiet. The workers don't want to bother the animals, and the animals aren't making that much noise either. Linda Elliott is with Focus Wildlife. It's a company that specializes in emergency wildlife rehab after oil spills. They're the group heading up the animal rescue here. She says people sometimes assume that you can just bring animals in and scrub the oil off. But she says they're stressed out and sometimes in big trouble.
Sometimes we see anemia problems, dehydration sometimes, usually because they've been oiled, they haven't been feeding in a while, so they're nutritionally deprived as well. So we need to get that all taken care of before we put them through the process.
There are veterinarians here and other volunteers, and everyone's wearing these white zip-up Tyvek suits to protect themselves from the oil. The middle room is full of plywood cages covered in white sheets. Across the room, three people are tube-feeding a swan. Linda Elliott says they'll feed the birds the same stuff that little kids get when they're dehydrated. Pedialyte and Ensure, both plain and vanilla-flavored.
And then depending on the species, a kingfisher, of course, loves live fish. And the geese, we hope to get them on some grains and some dry food and greens.
After the animals are stable, they'll go through the washing process and then on to the drying room. Then they'll go to the outdoor recovery area to get their strength back. And when biologists say the animals are ready, they'll be released. Linda Elliott says they hope for a 100% survival rate. But it depends on a lot of things. The weather, how quickly the animals were brought in, the type of oil.
We've had responses where you've had 100% success rate, and we've had responses where it's been in the, you know, in the teens. But I think this one is looking very good, and we're looking at hopefully having a high success rate here as well, but we won't know till it's over.
Two turtles were released to Binder Park Zoo in Battle Creek yesterday. Biologists are still figuring out where the rest of the animals will be released. Michael Sertl is a biologist with Ducks Unlimited for Western Michigan. He says it can be tricky to relocate birds, especially Canada geese.
There's numerous studies that show if you move Canada geese, you can move them states away, literally, and as soon as they can fly, they will return right back to the wetland you took them off of. And ducks themselves exhibit those same kind of characteristics, not quite as strong as Canada geese.
Sertl says, hopefully, the oil will be cleaned up by the time the birds try to return home. He's also concerned about the fall migration. He says all kinds of migratory birds might try to land and look for food on the oil spill site. And even if the spill is largely cleaned up, the birds' normal food sources might not be there. Experts say if you see an oiled animal, the best thing you can do is leave it alone. But call the oil spill hotline and report where you saw it. You can find that number on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.